you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hello, everyone.
Today on Health and Wellness, we are talking about facial oils, serums, and face masks. The reason that I bring this up is because I am kind of into it, as I have mentioned in other episodes. I'm sort of into that, like, sort of, like, cleaner, hippie, Instagram, sparkly photo type thing. Mm-hmm. So I have been interested in this topic for a while, and I started the episode with what I personally kind of got interested in first, which is facial oils, but not like the stuff that your face excretes naturally, right. More like the stuff that you put on your face. So right. We're not talking about like gross sweating. So.
Right. Seriously. You don't. And if you do that, please wash your face.
Yeah. You should. Right. Before I go in, you should wash your face before applying any of these things. Please do. Don't just trap all the grossness on there.
Right.
That's not good. So one of the reasons I was into facial oils and applying oils to your face is that it's a great moisturization. And I have kind of like combination skin, like kind of dry, a little bit oily, sort of like that. Mm-hmm. And then in my 20s, I have experienced the awful reality of adult acne, which is completely unfair because when everyone else had acne, I was just like, you know, glowing and gorgeous. And now that everyone else has cleared up, it's just hit me. And it's just not fair. Because I don't have anything to hold over anyone's heads anymore. And now I just have to wear a lot of cover-ups. So one of the reasons that I also got into it was because it was a great way to moisturize my face. But I also found that it can be a great way to cleanse your skin as well. Mm-hmm. So that was really helpful to me because you can cleanse your face without getting rid of all of the moisture, which can then cause more acne. And then I just didn't want that.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you can do with facial oils is you can apply them, usually I would say at night, because you want them to soak into your skin while you're sleeping. And that way you don't just have like a really oily face all day.
Yeah.
And then you can use just a small amount and you massage it into your skin. It can like you sort of want to rub it like out to the outer portions of your face. Mm-hmm. And it can just be like a nice way if you want to cleanse your skin with it. You can start by doing it onto like a dry face and then you like massage in and it can like melt off like makeup, usually like not waterproof makeup because that wouldn't work as well, but like it can dissolve makeup and just like impurities and dirt on your face, and then you can sort of like gently rinse that off with warm water.
So you do this at night, right?
Yeah, usually at night, like a cleansing thing.
I do the same thing. I don't like the shiny stuff during the day, especially when the sun's like on your face. And you're like, why you look so greasy?
Right. It's kind of like a sweaty sheen that I don't really
it's
like.
It's really gross.
Right. Okay, well, I'm glad you also do it
I
at
do,
night.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's the best time to do it. And then if after cleansing, if you wanted to do like exfoliating with something else, you could.
Yeah.
But then I also wear it as like a moisturizer when I go to bed. So I kind of rub that into my face. And that way, when I wake up again, I don't have the shiny forehead thing going on.
Right.
Which I'll also like, I'll rinse off in the morning after I wake up.
Uh-huh.
Just to, again, reduce shininess.
Right.
But I found that it's a great way to moisturize your face, and it doesn't clog my pores. Also, I would say when you're choosing facial oils, you can buy like blends of oils. Or you can buy just like a straight oil, like just coconut oil or something like that.
And these are natural oil? Do you get the natural oils?
I do. I get the natural. I haven't really gone into the realm of like some brands will sell you like mixed oils.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that just because it's like cheaper to just buy other oils.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you can buy like, especially like coconut oil, you can buy like a big, huge tub of it for like $5-$10 and that will last you like a whole month.
Yeah, I definitely do that. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up. The oil that I started using, like, to cleanse my face and to moisturize was coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a pretty safe oil to start with.
Yeah.
I also think it smells like coconut, which is nice.
Right.
And it is cheaper. Mm-hmm. And you can also, like, I've used that for makeup dissolving and as like a moisturizer, and I think it works pretty well for both.
I use it in my hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do you use it in your hair?
So, like, I use it for mine and my daughter's hair after we get out the shower as like a moisturizer for our scalp. So like I'll part our hair in certain sections and then like put the, like I melt it so it's liquidy and then put it in like as if you're, it's like in one of those things where you color your hair, one of those tubes where you, and then you just kind of like put it on your scalp and massage it in. And that's how we, like me and my daughter do it.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. And so you found that to be a good.
Yeah, because our hair is really dry and it just kind of gets to the roots and kind of gives it that like natural, I don't know, I wouldn't say natural because it's coconut oil shine, but it gives it that nice shine and then it also moisturizes your scalp. So like if you have dry skin and you don't want like the dandruff or whatever and you don't want to spend $800 on dandruff shampoo because I don't, then I mix the coconut oil in for sure.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
I know that you can also use it as like a hair mask. Like people put it in and then rinse it out afterwards. Or I guess they shampoo it out.
Yeah.
But you don't have to if you want, can just leave it in.
Yeah, you just leave it in.
Yeah. So one of the other things that I like about coconut oil is that it is antibacterial. So it can be good if like, if I'm putting it on my face for acne, it can like fight some bacteria that can be on my face. And that is helpful. Also, I found that that gives it a longer shelf life because as long as you're not like getting to like a bunch of like gross stuff in like your jar of oil, like it lasts pretty long.
Yeah, it does.
So I'd say that's a pretty good perk of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other oils that I wanted to mention. So the next one is jojoba, I want to say.
Yeah.
And so you can buy this oil. I just like, I've bought it like at Trader Joe's. It's just like, you can buy it as like a facial oil, not as like coconut oil can be also bought as a cooking oil.
Right. Exactly.
And you can buy it as a cooking oil or as like a more cosmetic oil.
Yeah.
And jojoba oil is one that I've only found cosmetically. I don't know if people cook with it,
but I don't know either.
Usually that means it comes in like a smaller bottle, you know, not like a giant tub of coconut oil. So maybe not as economical.
Yeah.
But I have found this to be a really good cleansing oil to like remove makeup. And as I said before, that's like putting it onto dry skin, massaging it in, and then you can kind of leave that on your face for like a few minutes and then wipe it off with like a damp, like warm towel. And then if you want to finish rinsing off, you can. Also, this oil is a little bit lighter than like a coconut oil. So it's like a good oil for like face and also for body.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it like absorbs pretty well and it doesn't really have that much of an odor. Oh, so okay, it's like more neutral.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty nice.
Your natural pheromones.
Yeah. Through there. Yeah, exactly. Another oil that I have found is rosehip oil.
This is one
that I didn't know much about. So like, do you know when you see like a rose bush and it's kind of like after the flower has bloomed, it has like where like the filaments of the flower are, it looks like a bulb.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like orangey red.
Right, right.
Well, that is like a rosehip.
Oh, okay.
And so like that is used, like a lot of people use it like to make rosehip tea or rosehip jam. And it's like very high in vitamin C.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I had never used it for anything, but I had like heard about it before, just like rosehips in general.
Yeah.
I know like in, I want to say World War II, it was used as like a tea in England for vitamin C when other produce and things like that were scarcer.
Oh, wow.
And as I said, you can use it as like jam, or I think it can show up in other things like desserts and things like that.
Vitamin C is good for your immune system, by the way, if anybody needed to know that.
Yes. And that's one of the reasons why like it was suggested to be drunk as a tea.
Yeah.
Because it was good for vitamin C and it was good for your body. And I use the oil, which also, I guess I forgot to mention, like oil, like in coconut oil or like rose hip oil is kind of like olive oil mm-hmm. when you're like pressing the olive or you're pressing like the rose hip yeah. and by like putting all that pressure on it, you're extracting oil from it. Mm-hmm. So when I say like oil from rose hip, that's what I mean is that the rose hip has been crushed and the oil has been removed.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying like,
just rub it on yourself.
Or... Right. Yeah. Don't just like take it off the bush right. and put it onto your, like, it's yeah. not going to work.
Yeah.
Trust me. I have not tried, but I can tell I you it won't yeah, work.
It doesn't work like that, guys.
Right. And that's yeah. also different from like essence. So it's not like mm-hmm. coconut essence or like rose hip. Like you can buy, it's like rose, like you could buy it like as a spray, mm-hmm. kind of as like a mist, which is more yeah. like water. And that's different. That's if you're like boiling it, mm-hmm. Or if you're getting like the essence from it or like from steam. And that's not the oil.
Right.
That can be more of like
almost like
a refreshing mist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like watery.
Right.
Kind of. I would say.
Right.
And like that gets
body
often.
Spray or something.
Yeah, like a body spray.
You want the smell, not just.
Right.
We,
and
we
that's
want
more
the oil.
Yes,
we don't want
exactly.
just the smell.
And I also feel like for a lot of those, like when you're putting it into for a smell, like for a perfume, it's also mixed with like alcohol so that it dries on
right.
your skin and things mm-hmm. like that, which is not really what you want
right.
on your skin. What's especially
like super oily skin.
Right.
Then, yeah.
You could want some drying.
Yeah.
yeah. But especially if you're using oil for moisturization,
yeah.
you really don't want the alcohol, which exactly. will dry it out, which mm-hmm. is just like.
It's
going
just
against
a
what you want.
Almost, yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
It's like, oh, I got to put this on every 5 minutes? No.
Right, yeah. You might feel refreshing for like a few seconds,
yeah.
but it won't be the same moisturization as the oil will.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then also, because it has vitamin C, it's good for your skin. It can help heal scars, like acne scars or other scars on your face. Mm-hmm. And it has like, if you want to judge your oil, like how good of quality it is, it has a more like yellow, a little more orange tint because that's the color of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's clear, it might be distilled a little bit too
oh,
much.
Okay, yeah.
And then this oil I have found to be a bit thicker than like jojoba oil.
Okay.
A little bit more like coconut oil. Still a little bit thicker, I would say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you can buy it from like other beauty suppliers and things like that. So it's, again, it's not really a cooking oil. It's
right.
like, as I said, you can use rosehip for other things in cooking, but the oil is really more of like cosmetic.
Gotcha.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and keep talking about facial oils.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some oils for your face, and we have just talked about rosehip oil. Another oil that I want to talk about, kind of like how rosehip oil is healing, vitamin E oil is also healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you might know this, like you can buy vitamin E oil vitamins like to take orally, or things like other topical creams that sometimes is in it. I have seen it with like hair treatments. It's like a healing oil, as I've said.
Yeah.
But you can also just buy it as an oil, like in a little bottle. And sometimes it's mixed with other oils to like help it like not be as viscous.
Right.
Basically, and to help it spread a little better. And this can help heal scars as well, like rosehip oil. And I have found it to be a bit heavier. It can be a little bit stickier, kind of, but that might depend on the brand that you buy and
yeah.
like the other oils that it's mixed with.
I've experienced it in, so I use Burt's Bees for
mm-hmm.
chapstick,
mm-hmm.
and I bought one that was, it was like a natural one with vitamin E in it, and it
mm-hmm.
was really, you know, sticky and thick, almost
yeah.
like clumpy too.
Oh, okay.
Like
I could
chapstick.
See that.
Yeah.
Because I've used it before, and if I don't mix it with like coconut oil when I put it onto my skin,
mm-hmm.
it's sticky.
Yeah.
Which is not my favorite.
Me either.
Because
yeah.
then you're going to go to sleep and lint gets stuck to your face, and you know, you don't want that.
Yeah.
So I would suggest mixing it if you're going to use it. Also, most of these oils are pretty good also as body oils. Mm-hmm. If you want to mix some other things kind of like in place of lotion if you need more moisture for your skin. Another oil that I wanted to mention is castor oil. And this can be used for your skin, but it is mostly like promoted, I would say, for hair growth. So like for like your eyebrows, your eyelashes, or just any hair like on your scalp. And you can use it as a like leave-in hair treatment, I guess. Like you can massage it into your hair, kind of like you can do with coconut oil. You can massage it in and then you can like shampoo it out and your hair will be smoother and more moisturized. And it's supposed to promote hair growth. If you want to do it for that purpose, you have to use it very consistently. If you want to, like, I know people use like they can take like an old mascara wand and just kind of dip it in the oil and put it on their eyebrows and eyelashes. I've definitely seen that. If you're into like the natural beauty route as opposed to just like wearing false eyelashes all the time or something. Whatever you want
to
do.
I'm gonna have to try that because I didn't know that it promotes hair growth. I've heard of castor oil for like inducing labor. And that's it. And it is don't drink it. It is so gross.
I would not think. Also, it smells kind of bad.
It does. It's disgusting. I didn't take it. My sister did that with her second child because she was like so done being pregnant. And so she was like, maybe this will help. She was trying everything.
Did it help?
No, it didn't.
No.
Was horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah,
it
just, that sounds terrible.
So I don't know. If you believe that it might work for inducing labor, go ahead by all means. But I'm warning you. It is not the best.
No, it's like a thick oil. And it's not like olive oil, you know? It's much thicker.
Yeah.
Which is also, if you're thinking about putting it on your body, it's sticky. Yeah. So I would be careful about that. Also, I did look into, like, drinking castor oil, and it's not... You really shouldn't
drink it. Yeah, no.
Like, it's not good for you.
Yeah. Well, it said, like, a teaspoon or whatever should help induce in it. I don't know. Okay. It was just... It was nasty.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. No.
But yeah, a little bit goes a long way for sure.
It does, yeah.
So because it's so thick and...
Yeah, for sure. Also, with most of these oils, I would say if you're worried about it being expensive, you really don't have to use a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're like trying to put it into your hair, you would use more. But it kind of can like spread pretty well. Right.
And even then, you just need a little bit to massage it through your scalp. It's not like dump a whole, you know, half a jar and then you don't need to do all that. Because then you just have like one big old clump of hair that just... It's not cute, guys.
So I feel like it is pretty economical to do.
Yeah.
Another oil that I wanted to close with on this section is tea tree oil. And tea tree oil is anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. It can help with acne or dandruff or dryness. Also, if you're going to just put it onto your face or skin of other kind, usually it's suggested that you dilute it with something else. Like, you don't just want to put it straight onto your body.
Right.
Because it can be pretty powerful, and it can kind of, like, dry out your skin pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I would mix it with, like, a more neutral oil, like a coconut oil or jojoba oil.
Yeah.
Kind of before just putting it on, because it can kind of burn a little bit.
Yeah. If you're allergic to certain things, be careful, because... It was a tea tree oil in this candle that we had one time. And my sister took like the melted wax and like rubbed it on my skin. It burned so bad. Not just because like
not the because hot wax.
Yeah, no, not because like the wax was hot, but it like it hurt because it was like it felt like it was just, you know, burning my skin like a super bad allergic reaction. Just like it burned. I don't know how else to explain it, but I was just, not temperature wise. It was just it hurt. So if you don't know if you're allergic to it, just test a little bit on yourself and then dilute. Well, of course, dilute it, but then test a little bit on yourself just so you know.
Right.
Because you don't want to just, you know, use it as a ointment one day and then your whole arm is like, face is red because of a breakout, allergic reaction, something.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And I would also say if you have... I mean, I don't know if I have to say this. I feel like it goes without saying. If you have a coconut allergy, maybe consider that before using coconut oil.
Right.
I would say if you're going to go for it, test it first. Yes. Kind of with like all these oils.
Right.
But I would say specifically like coconut oil or tea tree oil.
Right.
Because you could have a coconut allergy and tea tree oil is more powerful. Mm-hmm. But I do know like it comes in a lot of like anti-dandruff shampoos.
Yeah.
And so it can be good. You just don't want to put it directly on. Like I've done that before. I had like an acne spot and I put it on and it burned really bad.
Yeah.
So I would say it didn't help.
It just turned red and made it worse.
Well, it just like darkened the spot. And then I was well, now I have to wait for all these layers of skin to eventually turn over.
Right.
Where it doesn't look like this. Huh. But I would definitely say put it with a carrier oil. It does work pretty well for acne or things like that. Mm. And it's pretty good for dryness. Also, I like the scent. You might not like the scent. It depends.
Yeah.
I think it smells good.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So I would also say if you want to be like super posh and super fancy, when you're using your facial oil, so you're already feeling glowy and fancy, if you want to go next level, as opposed to just massaging it in with your face, you can buy like a roller to like massage into your face. Mm. And these can range from like a Forever 21 roller that you find when you're waiting in line at checkout, where it's like just plastic and it has like little like metal balls that you can like rub on your face.
Yeah.
Sort of like a ballpoint pen, like how that works. Or you can get really fancy and you can get a jade roller, which is basically like a little tool that is made out of jade, the stone.
Jade is a stone if you guys don't know.
If you don't know, it's a stone. It can come in different colors like green or pink. Yeah. Usually green or pink.
Usually green, yeah.
Yeah. And it can like rub onto your, it, you use it to rub the oil into your face and it's supposed to increase the absorption and like, not like exercise your face, but like sort of when you're getting a massage, it like increases your blood flow and things like that. It
so can, if
like,
your fingers aren't good enough for your face,
right? Yeah. Then if you feel like it's not working, if you just want to feel fancy, I understand. If you want to sit in bed with your jade roller, that's cool.
I don't know. I might use a roller because I don't like it when people touch my face. I don't even like to touch my face. I'm just like, I know where my hands have been all day. And even then I'm just like, ew, don't touch your face.
Yeah. Also use clean hands.
Yeah.
As I said before, wash your face before doing this. Yes. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands and wash your face.
Yes, please do. So if you want to use a roller, you can. Also, some people suggest putting the roller, like if you get a cheap one or an expensive one, to you can keep it in the fridge so that it's kind of cold when you roll it onto your face, which some people feels nice for them.
Yeah.
I have not tried that. I have heard about it. You're supposed to massage in an outward motion away from the center of your face. Mm-hmm.
For a reason, maybe
gunk that's in your face out as opposed to towards your eyes. I don't know.
I don't know what the purpose of that is.
Maybe it just feels nice, you know?
Yeah, it might.
It's just easier. Maybe it's just easier.
Maybe
in
it's
that
just
motion.
Like how your the muscles in your face are.
Well, so, go with that.
Yeah, go with the muscles. Yeah.
Sure. That sounds right.
Sure. I don't know a whole lot about anatomy. Anatomy?
Anatomy.
Okay, moving on. Getting myself caught up.
Yeah, so you can buy a jade roller. A lot of people like them. A lot of people like any type of roller that you want. It can help with the oil absorption into your face. Mm-hmm. So moving on from oils, I want to talk about serums. Specifically, I want to talk about vitamin C serum. And we've mentioned that vitamin C is in rosehip oil, and that can help your skin. It can help heal from acne. Uh-huh. In terms of other things that vitamin C can do, if you want to buy just a serum, not like rosehip oil that has vitamin C, but a serum specifically for the benefits of vitamin C, it can brighten dull skin, reduce discoloration, help with acne. But I want to say, when I was looking into vitamin C, I did see. When you're using it, be careful, because if you use it a lot over time, the serum can change color. So when you buy it, it might be clear, but it can turn into like an orange-brown tint, and that's not good. Some of that is the ascorbic acid oxidizing into erythrolose.
Exactly.
What I said is a key, which is a key ingredient in self tanners, which is why it gets that color.
Oh, okay.
So some people have actually said it can end up tinting their skin if this oxidation happens, or like tinting their hands, which they use to apply it.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful with that. And because that ingredient is in fake tans, it can cause that, like, you know, like that fake tan color, that like orange color.
Yeah.
You don't want that, especially if you're using it to like brighten your skin or reduce discoloration. You don't want it to make your skin discolored.
Right. It freaked me out. My sister had a lotion. I came to visit her when I was living in Utah, and I came out here to California to visit her a couple years ago, and she had this lotion that had that in it where it gives you another tan.
Yeah.
And my hands like turned orange on the inside. I was freaking out. I thought I had eaten something or like, I don't know what happened. Maybe I touched something, but I was like, my hands, like my palms are orange. And she was just like, I don't know what's going on. And then she like, we just kind of figured it out. Cause I was like, well, I've been using this. Cause she's like, what have you been using? What have you been eating?
Oh gosh.
And I was like, well, I use your lotion after I take a shower. And she was just like, it's the lotion because it has this like tan stuff in it. My sister's a little bit lighter than me, so she uses the tan stuff. But I was like, what is going on? That I was freaking out. Never in my life would I ever, I was like, oh my gosh, I do not need this.
How would your sister apply it then if she's just going to tan her hands?
I think, well, because I use a lot of lotion on my body because I have really dry skin. Uh-huh. So I use a lot. And after showering every time, I stayed with her for a little bit over a week.
Oh, so maybe you just used it so much. Yeah,
with the continuous use throughout the week. Because I would like, I just used it as a general lotion. I didn't know it was like, you know, self-tan lotion for mm-hmm. like the winter time or whatever. I was like, oh, it's regular lotion. Just put it on your face, put it everywhere. No, don't do that.
So please be careful. You don't want that type of surprise situation happening.
Yes, no. It is kind of alarming because you kind of freak out and you're like, wait, what? I don't know.
Some of the reason actually that these ingredients cause this coloration is because some of the ingredients that can be in vitamin C serums or like self-tanners, mm-hmm. they react with the proteins that are in the dead, it's called the stratum corneum layer of your skin. Uh-huh. And it reacts, and it kind of like does that until dead skin cells like end up just falling off.
Oh, wow.
So it'll like tint your skin until basically, you know, as our skin naturally right. sheds a little bit mm-hmm. until that happens. But if you just kept using it,
yeah.
then that wouldn't happen and you would just stay that color.
Right. Oh my God.
Because it does take around a week for the color turnover.
Yeah.
So if you just kept using it.
It did, another week. And it was like for the last 3 days that I noticed it. I was just like, I am freaking
orange.
So
you just went home like that?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, gosh. So you don't want that. Avoid that.
Yes.
Unless it's what you're going for. But, you know,
who wants
whatever.
To look orange? Seriously, you don't want to do that. Mr. Trump enjoys it, but
yeah,
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think
it's probably
else...
not in fashion specifically right now.
Not. I don't think it ever will be.
Yeah, probably never. Yeah, no. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish talking about vitamin C, and then we're going to go on to face masks.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about vitamin C serums, some of the risks involved in that, because some of the ingredients can act similarly to self-tanners, mm-hmm. which you'd want to avoid. So if to avoid some of the color-changing downsides of vitamin C, you want to ensure that you have a fresh vitamin C serum and that you're using it correctly. So you want to look for a vitamin C serum that's more oxidation resistant. Mm-hmm. So it's like not an ascorbic acid. So something like phosphate, sodium, ascorbital phosphate, ascorbital tetrasulfamide. Or something else that I can't say. But so if you're looking for a vitamin C serum, you probably don't want any of those.
Right.
So you don't want any of those because they are going to oxidize faster, and that's going to cause the color change in your serum and then probably in your skin.
Looks like all of these words start with tetra something.
Yep. Yep. Tetrahexyldecylsorbate. Sure. Yeah, so I know you're writing all of those down.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Pay attention. If you see those words.
If you see, yeah, if you can pick these out on the label, one, right. Good job. And two, right. Don't just buy them.
Stay away from it.
Also, to prevent oxidation in the first place, you want to purchase a vitamin C serum that also can contain vitamin E or ferulic acid, which ups the oxidation amount. And then you want to use a serum at night when you're not about to go out into direct sunlight.
Right.
Because that can also increase sort of like the right. oxidation and the self-tanning sure. look. Also, some people do store their serum in the fridge, which preserves it as like long as possible.
Okay.
And if you want to use vitamin C serum correctly, you want to apply it evenly over your entire face and try and go as evenly as possible. You also want to regularly exfoliate your face so that if you do have that like tanning, it'll fade away.
Right.
And also the dead skin cells on your face will also be exfoliated away. So you're less likely to keep that coloration.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice like streaking or anything, try and increase the time between applying your vitamin C serum and like your next product. And also wash your hands because you don't want that color to get onto your hands.
And have orange hands. And, like, yeah. I experienced it.
Right. You don't want, like, the Cheeto hand yeah. look. It's not good.
It's really not. It's scary.
It's awkward when you're shaking hands. It's
yeah. It's like, what is that? Did you just eat?
Yeah.
Did you just... Now you're trying to touch
now
me?
Now you're trying to
no.
shake my hand. I know. Your Cheeto dust hand.
I know, right? It's so gross.
So vitamin C serum can be really good for your face. If you want to use it, we would just suggest taking some precautions and buying the right serum.
Right.
Also, I want to end by briefly talking about face masks. They're very in. You can buy sheet masks, clay masks, peel-off masks.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are some kind of crazy face masks out there.
Yeah.
One of them is the vampire facial.
What?
Yeah, it's gross. So this became kind of popular. Kim Kardashian did it. She posted about
gross.
It.
Yeah,
it's basically, it's also called a blood facial. And it is a cosmetic procedure when a doctor will draw out a couple vials of the blood from your arm, and then it will use a centrifuge to separate the plasma and platelets from the red blood cells, and then they add the platelet-rich plasma back into your face.
That's so gross.
And for extra absorption, a doctor might like poke your face with microneedles and then apply the plasma. Which kind of just makes me think of, like, a poke cake.
Yeah.
When you, like, make a cake and then put holes in it and pour, like, frosting over it, which is gross. And so I was like, I'm definitely not going to do this to my face because that's a lot of needles involved.
Okay.
And I just feel like you have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah. Why would you? No.
Right. If you're just going to sit around, have your blood taken, and then put it back on your face and sit around with your blood on your face.
That's
very
weird.
It's a very, like, Carrie moment. And, I don't know how I feel about that. So there actually, I also want to mention there's not a lot of evidence that this works. The technology that dermatologists use are U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved, and they're approved for like adding plasma to bones before surgery, not necessarily for this procedure. Yeah. So all the equipment is approved, but no one's really tested the procedure.
And the benefits of putting
and the
it
benefits.
On your face.
Yeah, I think probably, you know, like maybe some people have a benefit, but I would I'd be careful. The idea is to like infuse your skin with platelets, which contain growth factors and which in turn are supposed to be helpful for like wound healing and I think also like wrinkle reduction. Things like that.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's disgusting.
I think that's a little strange.
Yeah.
You know, do what you want. If you want to spend it,
be careful.
I did see that one of the costs for this could be roughly $1,500.
Oh, no.
Some of that depends on how much of, like, the platelets you end up using and, like, how long your session is. But
I feel like this would be, like, an all-day process.
Yeah, because you can also have it injected into your face, too, opposed to just, like, having it put on your face.
So... Okay, I have so many questions.
Like a Botox injection, but it's supposed to be more natural because it's from your body.
That's disgusting still. Like, you're gonna withdraw my blood just to put it back in? I'm good.
We'll put in your platelets. It's a what lot of procedures.
What if I want my plasma too?
Yeah.
But I want all of it.
I spent exactly. money for it. I worked hard to make this.
Exactly. Have you used any facial masks?
I have used facial masks, which I enjoy. I've not used the blood one. I've used like clay facial masks. Mm-hmm. I would say they're a little bit drying on my face if I'm not getting a really moisturizing one.
Yeah.
But I like them. Have you used any?
I have. I used the avocado like clay one.
Oh, okay.
And I really like that one. And I also tried that, you know, like that black one that was super popular for me. Where
oh, like the peel off?
Yeah.
Oh.
That hurts so bad.
I love the YouTube videos yeah. with those.
And I don't know if it, necessarily like helped with like the purification of yeah. your skin or just ripped off a layer of my skin because it hurt. So I was like, I feel like it just ripped off a whole layer of my skin and that's why it feels clear and smooth. I don't know. But I was not a fan of that one. I really do like the avocado clay one, though.
Is that something that you just buy from the store?
Or yeah.
You...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I found it at, where is that here? CVS.
Oh, yeah.
Some okay. Just like a drugstore. Walgreens, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good to know. So, good to
I
know.
I like it, though.
So we would suggest, you know, self-care, yeah. serums, oils, facial masks.
Yep. Try what's best for you, too. Right. You have to know what kind of skin you have, because you, like yeah. Heidi said earlier, you have mixed.
Like
kind
combination
of,
skin.
Yeah, combination. Yeah. I have really dry skin, so mm-hmm. I have to get something, like I would use oils on my skin because right. I need the oils.
You might also have to try out a couple different things before yeah. you find what works for you.
Exactly.
So we would suggest that. Take care of your skin.
Yes,
it's
please.
Very important. And thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.